të kupturit e tekstit të dëgjuar. Ky është testi i të kupturit të tekstit të dëgjuar nga gjuha e huaj. Përbëhet nga dy detyra. Çdo incizim do ta dëgjoni dy herë. Do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i lexoni pyetjet para se ta dëgjoni tekstin dhe t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Derisa të dëgjoni, mund t'i shkruani përgjigjet tuaja në librezën e testit. Pas dëgjimit, do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Detyra e parë. Lexoni pyetjet.
All right, one place where you are most certainly going to be on camera is inside an art museum. They want to make sure you're not touching anything. Then again, there is a museum in Spain where you are encouraged to touch the paintings. It is Madrid's famous Prado Museum. They've duplicated some of their most renowned works in 3D to create a vivid experience for the blind. Lauren Freire reports.
Bienvenidos a Hoy Toca el Prado.
Welcome to Touching the Prado, the audio guide says. This is an exhibit for people who can't normally enjoy paintings.
Desde mi enfermedad, he venido un par de veces.
Since I went blind, I've been to museums maybe twice, says Guadalupe Iglesias, who lost her vision 14 years ago to retinal disease. I can listen to the audio guide and imagine, remember what the paintings look like. Today, Iglesias is back at her beloved Prado Museum, rubbing her hands all over copies of the masterpieces she used to view from a distance.
La fragua de Vulcano, porque a mí personalmente...
I used to come to the Prado all the time, she says. I love Velázquez. I used to bring my daughter and her friends here to see this very painting.
De la mano de ella, este es el antebrazo, más suave.
We stand in front of a 3D copy of Velázquez's 17th century painting, Apollo in the Forge of Vulcan. As a tour guide describes the layout, Iglesias runs her fingers over a prickly crown of laurels on the god Apollo's head.
Fantástica, fantástica.
Most visitors to this exhibit are not actually vision impaired. The museum provides opaque glasses for them, like blindfolds.
It's kind of weird. I sort of kept checking over the top of the glasses to see what I was touching because you kind of can't tell.
Isabel O'Donnell is a college student visiting from Buffalo, New York.
I think it's a really cool way to experience art, even if you're not vision impaired. I like art, and I always kind of wonder what art feels like. Like, touching paintings seems like a really cool idea. It's more like what the figures sort of feel like if they were real.
The Prado consulted Spain's National Organization for the Blind on which paintings could best be adapted for touch. They started with a high-resolution photo and then painted on top of it, says curator Fernando Pérez Suez.
Dëgjoni përsëri.
All right, one place where you are most certainly going to be on camera is inside an art museum. They want to make sure you're not touching anything. Then again, there is a museum in Spain where you are encouraged to touch the paintings. It is Madrid's famous Prado Museum. They've duplicated some of their most renowned works in 3D to create a vivid experience for the blind. Lauren Freire reports.
Bienvenidos a Hoy Toca el Prado.
Welcome to Touching the Prado, the audio guide says. This is an exhibit for people who can't normally enjoy paintings.
Desde mi enfermedad, he venido un par de veces.
Since I went blind, I've been to museums maybe twice, says Guadalupe Iglesias, who lost her vision 14 years ago to retinal disease. I can listen to the audio guide and imagine, remember what the paintings look like. Today, Iglesias is back at her beloved Prado Museum, rubbing her hands all over copies of the masterpieces she used to view from a distance.
La fragua de Vulcano, porque a mí personalmente...
I used to come to the Prado all the time, she says. I love Velázquez. I used to bring my daughter and her friends here to see this very painting.
De la mano de ella, este es el antebrazo más suave.
We stand in front of a 3D copy of Velázquez's 17th century painting, Apollo in the Forge of Vulcan. As a tour guide describes the layout, Iglesias runs her fingers over a prickly crown of laurels on the god Apollo's head.
Fantástica, fantástica.
Most visitors to this exhibit are not actually vision impaired. The museum provides opaque glasses for them, like blindfolds.
It's kind of weird. I sort of kept checking over the top of the glasses to see what I was touching because you kind of can't tell.
Isabel O'Donnell is a college student visiting from Buffalo, New York.
I think it's a really cool way to experience art, even if you're not vision impaired. I like art, and I always kind of wonder what art feels like. Like, touching paintings seems like a really cool idea. It's more like what the figures sort of feel like if they were real.
The Prado consulted Spain's National Organization for the Blind on which paintings could best be adapted for touch. They started with a high-resolution photo and then painted on top of it, says curator Fernando Pérez Suez.
I lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi detyrës së parë. Detyra e dytë. Lexoni pyetjet.
This week, we have our third annual back-to-school issue featuring a broad range of children's books. And to talk about it, we have our new children's book editor, Sarah Smith. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Pamela.
So Sarah is the sixth children's book editor at the Times, and this is her first back-to-school issue. Tell us about what you have.
We have a wonderful range of books in this week's issue. Among them is a very charming review by Dan Yaccarino of books that will be inspiring to young artists, featuring characters who are crayons revolting against the child who uses them in boring ways. and a book about a Chinese artist who is an unsuccessful calligrapher and becomes one of China's greatest historical figures.
One of the things I loved about those books is that, unlike, you know, there's so many books about for young children, particularly picture books about art, but in the case of these four books, they're really about the artist's tools. And there's one that's about the crayons and another about the paintbrush, and Matisse about his use of scissors once his eyesight started to go and he was no longer able to paint in the way he had during his youth, which I thought was a really interesting way to group the books together.
Yes, in a way they're about how odd choices of materials can actually be inspiring to artists and, like Matisse, sort of bring them to different directions in their art.
And the idea behind the back-to-school issue is that Sarah and I are both parents of young children and know that this time of year is when parents and children are kind of worrying, excited, but also fretting about the new year. And these books and this issue is not so much about preparing for brushing up on math or your ABCs, but really about all of the social and emotional issues that go into coming back to school. And so in this particular group of books, there are a lot of novels that deal with some of the difficulties of high school and middle school.
The Juniper City.
This week, we have our third annual Back to School issue featuring a broad range of children's books. And to talk about it, we have our new children's book editor, Sarah Smith. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Pamela.
So Sarah is the sixth children's book editor at the Times, and this is her first Back to School issue. Tell us about what you have.
We have a wonderful range of books in this week's issue. Among them is a very charming review by Dan Yaccarino of books that will be inspiring to young artists, featuring characters who are crayons revolting against the child who uses them in boring ways, and a book about a Chinese artist who is an unsuccessful calligrapher and becomes one of China's greatest historical figures.
One of the things I loved about those books is that, unlike, you know, there's so many books about for young children, particularly picture books about art, but in the case of these four books, they're really about the artist's tools. And there's one that's about the crayons and another about the paintbrush, and Matisse about his use of scissors once his eyesight started to go and he was no longer able to paint in the way he had during his youth, which I thought was a really interesting way to group the books together.
Yes, in a way they're about how odd choices of materials can actually be inspiring to artists and, like Matisse, sort of bring them to different directions in their art.
And the idea behind the back-to-school issue is that Sarah and I are both parents of young children and know that this time of year is when parents and children are kind of worrying, excited, but also fretting about the new year. And these books and this issue is not so much about preparing for brushing up on math or your ABCs, but really about all of the social and emotional issues that go into coming back to school. And so in this particular group of books, there are a lot of novels that deal with some of the difficulties of high school and middle school.
Ju lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi i detyrës së dytë. Ju lutem kaloni përgjigjet tuaja në fletën e përgjigjeve. Ky është fundi i testit të kuptuarit e tekstit të dëgjuar.